We are learning Masechtas Yevamos, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, and we are beginning on Tap Rama, two lines from the top. We just have to chaza over what we learned in the Gemara yesterday. In the Mishnah, it said, we know there's a p'tur called Saras Erva, that if it's a co-wife of an Erva, let's say there's an Erva to Shimon, it's Shimon's daughter who's married to Reuven, and Reuven has another wife. The lach is that Saras Erva is part of Yibum. Now what about if that Erva is only married to Reuven through a suffix, either suffix kedushin or suffix gerushin? Then the Mishnah says that the halacha is that the tzara needs chalitza, the co-wife needs chalitza, because maybe she's not a co-wife of erva. And the Mishnah gives example of kedushin is suffix karav law, suffix karav law, that you threw her kedushin. We're not sure if it's closer to her or closer to him, and therefore we're not sure if it's a good kedushin. So Gemara asks, why don't we say the same suffix by gerushin also? By gerushin, the Mishnah gives a case of Rod B'Ksav Yodoy, or a case where there's no Zman. Why don't we write a case? Why don't we say a case? We threw to get at her, it was closer to him. So the Gemara answers, because then you have a Chazaka. Rabba who answers Keteretz. Rabba said, because then you have a Chazaka, that this Isha, this co-wife, was Cheskes Hetel Ashok. Why? Because until now, she was a co-wife of Erva. Now you want to say that the Erva got divorced. That's already taken away from the chazaka. The status quo is that there's an erva here, and the tzara is a tzara erva. You want to take away the status quo, that already near vada. You can't have a suffix. So the Gemara asks, by kedushin also, say the status quo is, right now, that she's mutter to yibum. She's mutter to yibum. So that the Gemara says, no, it's a chumra. It's a chumra that when machmir, really you're right. Really chazaka should say that the co-wife is mutter to yibum, and there's no kedushin. But the chumra we say in ichalitza. So now the Gemara is on Akasha, why by Gerishin don't you say this Chumrah as well? Right, the Gemara Akasha, two lines on top of the Amar Aleph, Yachi, Gerishin Nami, Listi, by Gerishin also you should say the case of Safik Karav Loi, Safik Karav Law, Velitzuchi Chalitza. And you should make them need Chalitza and not go Basa Chazaka. We said there on Laman Amar Beis that there's a Gzeirah that's a Chumrah Oste Kula. People are going to say that if you need chalitza, it must be that you are assuming that this kedushin was not a good kedushin, and to come out that it's going to be people are going to think that she's not even married, and to come out if someone else gives a kedushin, we're going to say that the second kedushin is, they're going to say the second kedushin works, something like that. So, like Rashi speaks out, here's what we're going to say, gerushin, not kedushin, fagera. They're talking here, gerushin, they're going to say here, that if you need chalitza, here if you need chalitza, it means you're assuming that they're not married anymore. And it's a vada gerushin. They're going to say that the vada gerushin gemurinu v'kadosh lo l'megureshes in ishtahama v'hadakadosh l'achaysa, that she's mekadeshes. That this, maybe you say that she's mekadeshes. So that's why maybe you don't want to say this chalitza. So the Gemara says no, because since there's no yibum, so, you know, then you're not going to do that. Maybe the chum v'amahu. Because and you know it's a chumrah. Why? Because then since you're not letting do yibum the tzara, we see there is some kind of marriage here between the tzara and the erva, and therefore it's not the erva doesn't have vada gerushin. So don't worry about it. So why don't you say lechumrah that chalatzas? Why don't you say lechumrah chalatzas? So Gemara says the mata oimer chalatzas mesiav emes. You know what the problem is? That if you say that you need chalitza, basically Gemara's question is that even though there's Chazaka saying that she's still a Tzaras Erva and there's no Gerushin, that's the Chazaka saying. But you should need Chalitza because just in case there's a good Gerushin. The problem with that is, if you say this Chalitza, people are going to say you could do Yibum to this Tzara also. You could do Yibum. And that's a problem because on the Tzad that there's Gerushin, then there's an Issa D'Oraisa over here. If that's the problem, so why by Kedushin don't you have the same Chash? By Kedushin, again, there we say that really you should go bas chazaka, and that says mutter to do yibum. And because of the chumrah, we're saying that maybe there was a kedushin, and therefore you need chalitza. So, if you have chalitza, then you do yibum also. Hakanami, if I have chalitza, it's b'sayiv emes. There's going to be yibum also. So, the Gemara says pashut. But the siyaf and veim kachlum by kedushin, what's the difference? If you do yibum, a chazaka gakaima. Really, there's a chazaka. So by kedushin, if you do yibum, that's really the status quo. By kedushin, really, She is not a tzaras erva. There's a suffix if erva came in. So there, if you do kedushin, if you do yibum, you're going with the chazaka. Really, you're going with the chazaka. So there, the chumra we say don't do yibum, get a chalitza, because just a case that the erva came in over here. But if you land up not listening to this the rabbanon and you do yibum, lamaisa you're going with the chazaka. Mashaikin by gerishin. There, if we would say in the chalitza, they might come to yibum. Come to yibum. That's connected the chazaka, because the chazaka says that they're still married, that Reuven is still married to the erva, and their tzara is a tzara erva. Therefore, yibum is definitely not allowed, because you go by the chazaka, then they're still married, and it's tzara erva. It says it's the derais of eish zach. So therefore, there we did not want to say a case a safa karav lo and say a chumra that have chalitza, because people might come to do yibum. So that's the bottom line. Right now, if you Rabba saying is that the Mishnah purposely left out karav lo by gerushin. Why? Because by gerushin there's a chazaka saying that they're still married, and since there's a chazaka saying they're still married, so therefore the halacha is that you don't even need chalitza, because real tzaras erva in that case. Maybe do chalitza l'chumra. No, if you do chalitza l'chumra, if I come to do yibum, which is the iser, the raisa of eishes ach, and that's going. If you do yibum, that's going connected the chazaka. Mashenka by kedushin, even if you go by the chazaka, then you could do yibum. So here we do l'chumra and say do chalitza, but if you do yibum, you're going with the chazaka. That's Rabba Shita. Zok to Rabbi Eis ve'Abaye. Abaye has a kasha Rabba. Remember, Rabba has his din of a chazaka. Eis ve'Abaye. Nafal abayis alav v'albas achiv ve'ene yedua eze mehem meis rishon. You have a case over here where Reuven is married to Shimon's daughter and to another wife. Okay, Reuven, right, the same case talking about until now, and Reuven has a wife who's a tzaras erva and an erva to Shimon, and Reuven dies in an earthquake, and he dies and the erva dies. So what's the shaila? We're not sure who dies first. Because let's work this out. If the Reuven dies first, so then the tzaras erva, then there's no yibum here, because Reuven died first, both these women fell to Shimon, and the one's patas erva, one's a tzaras erva. So if Reuven died first, there's no yibum. If what happened was the erva died first, and then Reuven, then the halach is, if the erva died first, and then Reuven died, the halach is that his tzara could do yibum. Why? Like Tosfos explains, we're going to quote the Yama Misa Ma'apelas, that B'shas Misa, they have to be a tzara's erva. And here, the erva died first. So the Mishnah says that you don't know who died first. Obviously, the earthquake, it's very hard to know who died first. The halach is, the halach is, you have to give chalitza to the tzara, but you can't do yibum. Why? On one hand, maybe she's tzara's erva. On the other hand, maybe she's not a tzara's erva because the erva died first, therefore you give chalitza. So, freight Abaya on Rabba, Amai, Hachinami Nemo, don't say a chazaki also. Ishizu becheskas hetlo shuk emedas. Here, there's a cheskas hetlo shuk, which means the tzara until now, the status quo was that the tzara is mutter lo shuk, there's no yibim because she's married together with the erva. Or mesafik at the ball of Israel, at the center of mesafik. Here, say the go of chazaka and say that probably what happened was is that the Reuven died first. Because that's the status quo, that chazaka is that she's mutl shuk and that she's a tzara serva. Maybe he's saying over here, you're right, really she should go l'shuk, but we're doing a chalitza l'chumra. That's what he'll say over here. Chumra dosle kulahu, shemat oim chalitzim sevemes. Like we asked before on the regular case of Gerishin, asava karla karla, that here you say do chumra chalitzim, so we come to yibum. And if you come to yibum, learning that's kneged the chazaka, if you do yibum. She's really tzara serva. So why would you make a gzera that if you do chalitza, you can do yibum? Fi you, Rabba, who said that on a mishnah is a gzera, if you do chalitza, you can do yibum, so why you have the same gzera here in this mishnah of the earthquake? And for the Gemara, Gerishin is Shchichi Gazer Rabbanon. By Gerishin, where it's Shchiach to have a Gerishin. So there, the Geizer, that if, in a case where it's a Safa Gerishin, if you'd say you have to do Chalitza, they come to Yibam. Ma'pelas, Loich Shchichi Gazer Rabbanon. Ma'pelas, not Shchiach, they weren't Geizer there that you may be to do Yibam. Therefore, they say, L'chumma do Chalitzas. And you're not going to make a Zero that you may do Yibam because it's not a Shchiach the case. Inami, another Teretz. Teretz number two is Gerishin the kaima erva the kamuchach v'tzarasa k'matzrachas la chalitza. Here, by regular Gerishin, the erva is right here, and she suffered from divorce. The tzara you're giving chalitza. Amri kamu be'rabana begita, the gita ma'al yehu. V'asi lehumei. By a case of Gerishin, if they see Chazal say Nichalitza, they say, what do you mean? There's an Erva over here. Oh, must be she got divorced. That's why they say Nichalitza. So must be a Gedu Yibum. Because that's possible that the Chazal figured it out who was a Karav to, and therefore, where was the Get Karav to? And they said, it must have came out that it's Karav to her, to the Erva, and it was a Get, and therefore you're saying you have a Chalitza. But my Poilus, Mikom Verabon my Poilus, if someone sees the Halach of my Poilus, they have Chalitza, they're going to say, oh, Rabbanah, no. Rabbanah know that she died first, the Erva died first, that's why you could do Yibam. Everyone knows that the Chazal have no idea what happened under the earthquake. You can't have to have Ruach HaKadosh know what's going on under the earthquake and Al-Paskim Ruach HaKadosh. Al-Kapadim, there's no way to know what's going on under the earthquake. So therefore, it's not a Gzera. By Get, if you see Nichalitza, say, oh yeah, it must be that they're divorced. And Chazal figured it out. They worked at a Medabdin Tyra and said it was divorced. My Sheikh Abba Pilate says, no way to know. There is no Chshash that if you say, Chaletza, Sabimus Avyamis. Now tomorrow is not a kasha rabba. Remember, rabba is saying that our Mishnah did not say sofa karav lo, karav lo. Why not? Because you go basa chazaka in such a case. You go basa the status quo in that case and say she is not divorced. For anything about a kasha, I'll show you from a Mishnah that even by Gerishin, you say a case, a sofa karav lo, in regards to Yibum. It's a Mishnah in Gittin. Mishnah in Gittin says like this. She was standing in Shishurabim. Zorkula, you threw a get at her. Karav lo. Megureshes. If it's closer to her, it's within her dalaramis, it's Megureshes. Karav loy, it's close to him, ain't a Megureshes. Mechza, mechza, it's 50-50, it's half and half. Megureshes, Megureshes, it's suffix then. Varmina l'may hilchus, so we say, what's this Mishnah telling us? What's in a gay these halachas? L'may hilchus, Megureshes, and Megureshes. So the Gemara says, the koyin who asurulei, if he's a koyin, then he can't take her back as a wife, because she's a suffix Megureshes. Lachas, a koyin can't marry a grusha. The ervihi, if she's an erva, it's a rasa by a chalitza. And if she's an erva, then the co-wife of that person who gave the get, who gave the get to the erva, the co-wife of that erva, needs chalitza. Needs chalitza. Now, you told now she would be potter, but now she's chalitza because it's a get. That's what it says in that Mishnah with the explanation. Tais already asked that the Mishnah in Sefer first is Hilchasa, it's the Gemara explaining. So Ritva explains that from the Stam Mishnah in Gittin, it sounds like it's get all these halachas, including the case of Yibum. V'loy amrinon, shemat oim v'chalitza, chalitza is mesiyav emes. They were not worried. If they do chalitza, they come to Yibum. So upon him, the kash is on Rabba. Now Rabba says that you can't say a case of sofa karav loy karav law because you go basa chazaka. Here's the first Mishnah, according to our Gemara's assumption, the first Mishnah that says that by tzara and by Yibum, you'll need a chalitza because you are chayshish for the get. So Gemara answers, you could say it like this. The Mishnah in Gittin, Suffolk, is different than a Suffolk by us of Karav Loi, Karav Law. It's a different type of Suffolk. The case in Gittin was there were two sets of Edom. Achas Emer is Karav Law. One set of Edom is saying it was closer to her. That's what Mechsa Mechsa means. There was two sets of Edom. One pair of Edom said it was Karav to her. Achas Emer is Karav Loi. It's a Suffolk de Raisa. And the Gemara is assuming by Sofik deraisa already, there you don't go basa chazaka. Why? Because chazaka is not powerful enough to be moitzi from Edom. Because as Edom was saying, let's say, that it was karav law, it is a get. So the chazaka saying that it was not a get cannot fight Edom. And therefore you don't go basa chazaka in that Mishnah and Gittin. And therefore there is taka sofik in nichalitza. Have a sveka deraisa, umastisim dahacha, and our Mishnah is talking about a kat echas. There's one pair of edim, one aid saying karav loy, one aid is saying karav law. To have a sveka derabanan, sveka derabanan, and therefore you go basa chazaka. And only by kedushin we say, even though it's chazaka, there we do l'chumra. Mashikim agarishin, we don't go to l'chumra because we're worried that people come to Yibam, they go basa chazaka. That would be pshat and rabba in our Mishnah, why Mishnah doesn't say a case of karav loy, karav law by garishin. How do you know our Mishnah is talking about katachas? That if it would be a case of gerushin, you have to be able to one pair of edim, means one aid saying this way, one aid saying that way. Whereas doing the kedushin, ma kedushin with katachas, I've gerushin with katachas, because the case of kedushin our Mishnah has to be talking about one pair of edim. The kedushin gufayim ma do katachas. How do you know our Mishnah when it says a safek karav loy karav loy, talking about one pair of edim, doing basically the edim, maybe it's two pairs of edim. One pair edim saying karav loy, one pair edim saying karav law. Even beis kite edim to siyav v'mimikach klum. The Gemara is saying is if there was two sets of edim, so then you'll go basa the two set of edim, the set of edim that's saying that there was no kedushin, and then you should do yibum v'mimikach klum. Freit the Gemara, That's true. Mar saying can't be talking about two sets of Eidim, because if two sets of Eidim, you'd be able to do Yibum no problem by Kedushin. And assume that there was no Kedushin, because two Eidim are saying there's no Kedushin. Right? The Gemara, Kaima Eidim become a car of law. There's a set of Eidim also that's saying it was closer to her and there was a Kedushin. Vatar Mar says, Yabim, Yemek HaKlum, he said that he could do Yibim, Yemek HaKlum. And what's the Havmin of the Gemara? Tais is bothered about it. Tais the Masri says, what's the Havmina? So the Rasba says a little bit of a pshat. The Rasba said that since it's a chazaka that you could do even by the case of Kedushin, which means that there's someone married to Reuven without ever being married here, there's no Kedushin here, and we're trying to say there was a Kedushin here, so there's really chazaka saying there's no Kedushin. So chazaka with a pair of Edim is very strong. That was more Havmina. Mar says, well, I said, no. If there's not a set of Edim saying the opposite, and mikachlum.
And one of them lying?
What? Yeah, one of them are lying, yes, yeah. We don't know which one, but they're lying, yeah, or they're making a mistake. Vesu, another question on this whole Shtukot Torah is that even Shtekit the Eidim, Navi Sveik Adarabonin, it's also only Sofik Adarabonin. Why? The Amri Uka Trail Bahadi Trey, it goes two against two, they cancel each other out. Veisha Ukma Chazaka, and really go Basa Chazaka. What's the whole Torah for saying that the case in Zechus Gittin is a Sofik Adarabonin, you don't go Basa Chazaka? Why not? There you go two to two. And then there's a chazaka. The only way they wouldn't go bas chazaka is only with the rabbanon. So it's still only a sveik of the rabbanon. It's not a deraisa. Where do we see such a thing that you go bas chazaka? Me da have an ichsi de bar shatya. The bar shatya, his name is bar shatya is because sometimes he was sane and sometimes he was crazy. And one time this guy owned a huge piece of property where they could develop a lot of houses and he sold his chasim. Zav an ichsi.
He's
also beitrei. Va'amru,
huh? Now he's bipolar.
Yeah, bipolar. Yeah, he's like bipolar, yeah. The two Eidim said, "Amr Kushu Cholam Zavin." He sold it when he was sane. He was normal then. But also Beitrei, "Amr No Kushu Shai Zavin." He was having an attack then. He was not 100% at that time, and it's not a good mechira. So what do you do? Two Eidim, Tver and Trei. Amr Avashi, Uka Trei LaHadi Trei, VaAra Ukma Becheskin Barshati, and you give him the chazaka because he was the Marikama. He was the one holding on to it. So what are we saying? We see that you go Basa Chazaka. So you also go Basa Chazaka. So therefore, even by two Eidim. So now he's back Shver, and Gittin says, Safa Karvla, Karvla. And here we're saying, and Dafka didn't say it. That's the problem over here. That's the problem over here. Agav, by a tray, go as Chazaka. Rav Kivega asks that we know if you have two against two, let's say it's two against 100, two Eidim against 100 Eidim. It's also called two and two. Once you have two Eidim, anything more is not more. So how can Chazaka be better than Eidim? So what does it help Chazaka to one side? It's like tray and against two with another Eid. So what's Chazaka helping? So Rav Kivega answers, the chazaka, if it would be a birur, it would be right. Chazaka is a different thing. We call it an haga. Like in Lamdish terms, they call it an haga. Chazaka is a way, is a achra. It's the way we fear it. That's the way you go. So therefore, it could be machria, it could paskin, it could decide the stira between trey or trey. Akapanim, right now we are holding that we have a mishnah that does not give a case of karav loy baget, and Makedushin does say it. And Shalom, why not? So Rabba said, because you go basa chazaka, that this sorrow is giving mutal ashuk, and therefore we assume there's no get. And the question was, why don't you go basa chazaka by Kedushin? So we had a teretz, where are teretz? Because you worry you do yibum over there, and there is worse than Kedushin. And the Gemara had two kashas. Now the Gemara stays with a kasha, that from the Mishnah and Gittin, it sounds like there is karavla, karavla. That's Abaya's kasha. Therefore, Abaya is going to come and argue on Rabba's interpretation of a Mishnah and saying, of course, Karavloi is also a case of a Gerishin. It's also a case of a Gerishin that we're going to see, he's going to say that you could say that case in our Mishnah.